You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Chilly temperatures, but at least a lot of sun. Temperatures this afternoon will top out at around 60 degrees. Really, it's a pretty winter day, even though the temperatures are a good 6 to 7 degrees below average. And a cold one tonight. Many inland areas will have frost by morning. Even the intracoastal could get a bit of patchy frost, but especially once you get a little bit more inland where temperatures will be dropping to near or at least the lower 30s, and then mid to upper 30s for the beaches. And your weekend will start out lots of sun tomorrow. Again, a very pretty winter day. Temperatures will be several degrees milder in the afternoon, reaching the mid-60s. Not as cold tomorrow night, so we stay above, well above freezing. And then Sunday will be much warmer, 70 to 75. But at the same time, clouds will be thickening and moving into the area. It's ahead of the next disturbance. And that should bring some showers as early as Sunday night, and that'll continue into Monday morning. So first alert for out the door on Monday and the start of the new work week. Looks at least a little damp, if not wet, for Monday morning. Although it does appear that the majority of the showers may end up being roughly midnight to 6 a.m. or so on Monday with any luck, and that would mean that the worst of the rainfall may be through by the morning commute on Monday. Obviously, we'll keep updating you through the weekend on the exact timing there, but that's something to consider as we start the new work week. The temperatures stay mild into the middle of next week, even after this front that moves through Sunday night into Monday morning will be 70 plus for a good part of next week, and there are indications of yet another disturbance potentially moving in late next week that would provide some more rainfall. We've had some pretty timely rains of recent weeks, and that would be some good news. Of course, by the end of next week, we've already moved into February. And as we head into your weekend then, plenty of activities as there typically are. The beaches look to be pretty nice. Nice winter weather for the beaches. You're not going to be out there in your bikinis necessarily, but it will be nice with maybe flip-flops, jeans, or even shorts with sweatshirt kind of day tomorrow. And then Sunday, with winds offshore, even the beaches should manage to get temperatures close to the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Not too bad. Water temperatures right now are around 60, so seasonably cold. And surf will average about 2 to 3 feet. And winds will be out of the east and northeast tomorrow, shifting to more out of the south and even southwest by the time we get to Sunday, allowing that milder air then to get all the way to the coast. Talking about things to do this weekend, well, the Hope Cup is this weekend. I've talked about it on and off the last few days. It is a pickleball tournament that benefits the Villages of Hope, which is on the west side of Jacksonville, and a really neat program. It's for women that have been victims to trafficking. And so a big need in the local area, and they're building a number, the Villages of Hope's building a number of tiny homes that'll be opened over the next few months and should be fully open by at least the summer. And this will house women that have been victims of trafficking and try to get them back on track. They can stay in these homes for up to 2 years, if need be, in order to get their lives in order and get back into society. And it's a really neat program. There's more information on this at actionnewsjax.com. I've also tweeted it out. It's in on my Facebook fan page, at Mike First Alert, and I'll be posting it on Instagram as well. And Maritza Ross will be joining us, our morning traffic reporter, and you see her sometimes filling in for us in the weather office as well. She'll be teaming up with me, yep, trying to play a little pickleball. We will be playing mixed doubles at 11 a.m. on Sunday, but the tournament is all weekend long. It's tomorrow through Sunday at the Yards in Ponte Vedra, a really nice racket club, and they've got some great outdoor pickleball courts. And Maritza and I have been trying to practice quite a bit the last few weeks, get our game in order to at least have some semblance of competition, I guess you could call it, midday Sunday. Again, we play at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's a round-robin tournament, so it won't take too long to play each match. There's great ways to donate money to the Villages of Hope. You can also do that online. I mentioned there's an action button at actionnewsjax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.